Growing up,
my father was a project manager for a housing development. That was his job. And so very regularly, you know, every day, I could tell you what my dad was going to come home and complain about and what he was going to talk about. He would be talking about contractors who weren't showing up on time or people who were not doing their jobs the right way or things that just didn't go right, you know. I could probably tell you all the people that he worked with and the things that he encountered and all of the things that he regularly did without really ever going to work with them and seeing it firsthand. Our gospel today is from the Gospel of John, and John the Baptist is somebody who is kind of the main character in our gospel today. John the Baptist's father was Zechariah, and Zechariah worked in the temple. Zechariah worked in the temple, and he was somebody who would burn incense in the temple. I imagine that for John the Baptist, as his father came home every day from work, quote unquote, right, from the temple, that he was maybe talking about the things that happened at the temple, the sacrifices that were being offered, and those kinds of things. You know, these are the kinds of things that maybe John the Baptist had in the back of his mind. So in our gospel today, John the Baptist gives us a perfect image for us to think about as Jesus is coming and is approaching him. He's giving us an image that all of us can pray with and reflect on when it comes to our celebration of Mass. John the Baptist looks at Jesus and he says, "Behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world." Not a warrior, not a king on a throne, not a miracle worker who was surrounded by applause, even though all of these things are true that we know about Jesus. But instead, John the Baptist uses the image of a lamb. And that image, I think, is meant to stay with us. Not just for this Mass, but really for the whole week. Because in John's world, a lamb already meant something very specific. Again, his father was regularly in the temple. He was regularly in the temple. And a lamb was always connected to a sacrifice. It was connected to Passover. It was connected to the story that we know of the blood that was placed on the doorposts so that death would pass over God's people. So when John points to Jesus and calls him the Lamb of God, what he's really telling us, and all of us, is he's saying that this is the one who is going to give of himself. This is the one whose life is going to be poured out. This is the one who takes away sin, not by force, but by love. The Lamb does not overpower evil. Instead, the Lamb absorbs it and transforms it. And so that's the image I invite you to remember as you go throughout your week. Picture Jesus as the Lamb. He is standing quietly, willingly, and confidently moving toward us. Jesus is not running away from our mess. Jesus is not expecting us to have all of the answers or waiting for us to clean ourselves up. But instead, Jesus comes straight toward the broken parts of our life. And so when you feel weighed down by guilt, or maybe frustrated with yourself, maybe you're trying to be good enough in your own career, let that image of the Lamb return. The Lamb of God comes to take our sin away. He does not come to shame us for having sin. And there's a powerful moment that all of us know at every Mass when we all echo these words, "Behold the Lamb of God." We don't just say that to fill space. You know, it's not like it's an awkward part of the liturgy that we're filling with words, right? But we say it because that same Jesus that John the Baptist referred to is the same one that stands on our altar. It's the same one that enters into our heart. And it's the same one that goes with us into Monday and Tuesday and every day of the week. The Lamb that we receive is the Lamb that we are meant to reflect. And that means choosing to be gentle when angerness would rather be easier. It means choosing mercy when we'd rather feel like we could judge someone. It means staying faithful when walking away would be a lot less difficult. That's not weakness, but that's the strength of the Lamb. And so a simple question to carry with all of us this week is, where do I need to let the Lamb of God take something away? Maybe it's from my heart, from my habits, from my fears. And when you need help remembering the answer, you don't need to look very far to look for the words. Just remember the image. Behold the Lamb of God.